Welcome to the Blue Ocean Faith Ann Arbor Lenten Podcast. I'm Emily, one of the co-pastors of Blue Ocean Church, and I'll be hosting this six-part series. For Lent this year, our church is reading The Cross and the Lynching Tree by James Cone. So I'll spend the podcast series giving a brief summary of each chapter for those of you who might not have time to read it during Lent this year. And then I'll leave us with some questions and some time for meditation. I think it's important to say that this book won't be easy to read. And if you're a person of color, and most especially if you are a Black American, this book may well just be too much. It's exploring the relationship between the lynching of thousands of African Americans with the cross of Jesus. And so it might feel re-traumatizing in the way that watching young, unarmed Black men get shot, just posted on the internet over and over and over, is traumatizing. So clearly you can make that call, knowing yourself and where you're at. But I think it's crucial that white Americans in particular turn our heads and that we can really see what's happened and what's happening and reflect on what fruit that the systems that we've created bear. And then consider what the gospel has to say. You know, if the story of Jesus has anything to offer in the face of this kind of evil aspect of humanity. James Cone 4 weeks to write his very first book, which was called Black Theology and Black Power. And yet it took him 6 years to write this one because he found it so emotionally difficult to dwell on lynched Black bodies. So if you're a person of color and you do decide to read this book or listen to the summaries, and you would like to share how it's impacting you, I would like to hear about that if you're willing to talk about it. So just briefly, before I get into the first official podcast, I just want to give you a little bit of information about Dr. James Cone so that you have some context for him. He was a well-known theologian who spent about the last half of his career teaching at Union Theological Seminary in New York City. He's best known for his work in liberation theology and in Black theology. So liberation theology is a branch of thinking that explores the Christian obligation to help the poor and the oppressed of the world to achieve freedom from their oppression. And then you combine that with Dr. Cone's specialty in Black theology, he wrote compellingly about the liberation of African Americans. And he taught that the God of the Bible calls Blacks to liberation, not to redemptive suffering. He once wrote that Blacks are not elected to be Yahweh's suffering people. Rather, he said, we're elected because we are oppressed against our will and against God's, and God has decided to make our liberation God's own undertaking. Right, so Cone especially embraced biblical themes like the Exodus from slavery and of the Jewish people getting free from the rule of various empires that had conquered them. And he saw in the grand narratives of Scripture a thread of salvation from persecution. And he believed that God is partisan, that God is a partisan liberating power who works on the behalf of those who suffer. Right, so that's just a little bit of background about James Cone and sort of the crux of what it was that he spent his lifetime working toward. He actually just passed away last year. And so with that, we're going to go ahead and move into the meat of the book, and I will see you in podcast number one.
Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.